Shir Aleph in Masechet Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva continued Yud Beis Elohei Tov Shemem Zayin September 6, 1987 on Sunday continued.
How can you be? I mean, so then So then, Kol Nizol Zachar, no loss of Shabbos. Now, so Rashi Yadalk and Rashi says that obviously Yadalk and Rashi conforms to the Shita of the enemies and to the Shita of the Rahman. So he says, the Shabbos Yerushalmi is also the Mikra. The Shabbos doesn't mean if somebody spits. If somebody spits in the wind, and the wind tosses, you know, the spittle, leaving the drops, let's say, an inch away from his mouth, so it's kind of ailing the Seder, the sexual attribute of Seder consists in the removal of Seder's from Eichel. Here there is no Seder, but the Shalmei is referenced to a different situation. Suppose there is a strong wind, and then he throws his spittle in the street, there is a hurricane, so the wind tosses it away, down the street, from his mouth. So Mishayim Mishum Mariya Dawadam but to ask, how did Mishayim Shalva? He didn't do anything, he just spit out,
and the wind
and the rest was done by the wind. How can you be higher? So the higher is from Zayir and the world is higher. So it should be higher. But the Torah says, you're higher. Why? Because the life is Shabbos. So we are doing that. And Mishneh Berurah praises that Pshat by the Alman Rashi. And of course, there's no part of it. And the studio of Shalom Ekip Shukim. In Shmigos, in other words, we don't have to say like how to hear that there is a machlokes between the Alman Rashi. Your Shalom does not have reference to the case where he just spits in the wind and the wind throws it down near him. But your Shalom has reference to the case where he spits in the wind and the wind throws it down his away.
Is this the ideal way of carrying the rakat, the spit down Amis? Isn't that? I mean, if it's what that's here to the rock is universal.
Spittle, yes. I mean, how do you want to get rid? When you want to get rid of the spittle in your mouth, so you throw it out. That's the usual way. Of course, there is an element of creation. It's not like Zera not chart, but that's the chart of the outer.
That would be that of according to Athanasianism.
Well, like
Ebenezer.
Like Ebenezer. Okay. Tell everyone about it. The Mishneh Berurah praises this outer. How could Marashi? Imagine. I once saw just a small portion of the big statement, everything that was, just a small portion of a few pages. Rochers, so this is one of the things, and there are also mentions in the margin of Shabbat, because of the more even that you call it. Sheba Shon Nivertzo, Nechriku Pishama Yodisila, whether Liyakul Yodom Shemifo Mishaloyivo, or Liyakul Yodom Shaloyivo Mishaloyivo. So Mishama is said, Liyakul Yodom Shemifo Mishaloyivo. And that he was paid. And the seal said, Liyakul Yodom Shaloyivo Mishaloyivo. So the argued for 7 days. Then we decided, like we see on the after the order, we shall go to the punch. The after shall be the fashion. So, the machine is the fashion. It's so strong. It's inconceivable.
Why?
How can the mother say, the after the order, we shall go to the punch? So, it borders on blessing the customs.
Why?
The baby shalom created man. He created the world. By our king is called also I mentioned the day of the Lord. He gave me aid. So himself, he made. So that means
everything is good.
The nation declared that he made wonderful. It's a wonderful world. So how can you say it would be better for men?
Not to have been born.
Not to have been created. Chaski Sholem, we can't conceive in our imagination such an idea. You know, people, you know, don't ignore it, they think they're better. It's very simple, it sounds very wonderful. I mean, every woman will say the same thing, God, it might be better if the world hadn't been But
it's
mind. How can you say such a word? It's an important idea. So we can all together give them chat. Out to the little chat. He says, Mashalia was a kind of the call, but he was in big silence. And he says, he didn't go to any university, but he invented certain machines and Mashalia. It's a big scientist. So he says that the British woman created men in such a way that men should have the wisdom to create. He says, in other words, men does not stand still. He discovers, he creates, he builds, and all days he will have. In ancient times, we didn't have trains, we didn't have planes. Today, we have everything. There's radio, there's television, there's everything. So what does it mean? I mean, radio, television. So of course, they were invented in the modern times. But potentially, all these things existed. Potentially, they actually created man as he created. Now, of course, there's a lot of food. The creativity of men does towards mankind. But at the same time, he lived before the Holocaust. But still, the Kiddush of Hochman, you know, the Pascha says, the Kiddo, Shafar Bissamidosh,
one
being, but it was not Nitor and Chachamim, so there is a Kiddush of Hochman. That can be placed today too.
Some say the Shoki guy.
Yes,
the Shoki guy.
So it says, so the question is, a person is an evil. The nation created man is evil. In other words, he constantly recreates himself in new things. It's not the same word. The world today is the same as the world 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, there were no planes, there were no trains, there were no radio, there was no telephone, and there was no television. Never mind. The abuse of television is such a wonderful thing. We can see a person. We can see a person. And the woman, that's not your way to see it. The television and the world. So a person, the vision created man, what kind of a person? As an evil. What is an evil? Evil means he constantly recreates himself. He changes the whole world.
We are creators too.
Of course we are creators. But such a saying that we discuss. So, is it better to put a stop to all this creativity of man? Stop to the progress. That's what sometimes. In view of the abuse of man's wisdom and his creative power, so we should put a stop. So one thing we try. So the one we so much have done. So the one we should have done more right, what we promise. So life will not be so comfortable. So then you will have to go to from one town to the other by means of horse and body. All right. it's more pleasant, you know, to go from one town to the other by means of an airplane. But people get so much easier, it's so good, it's so much better. They are going to treat this town. Now the Chacham say, no, just because then he's losing his great powers because of that, he should put his stuff to the progress. So for 7 years they are. Then we came to the conclusion that actually you have the fact that what changed man, so that when he is here, man, if he is allowed to continue in his progress, so reduced. And that will become easier more and more. So it would be better to put a stop to that. To go back to the primitive way of living, and that was the philosophy of Gandhi. Put a stop to progress, because what we gain from all this progress, only trouble and headaches. But that would be the ideal solution to all the problems. But suppose you say, decide it, the doctor will no more power. You might be happy. He has an impulse of inspiration to become recreated all the time. So, actually, nobody can help him. In this room, I have Tzipo, Seyoshi, and Tzipo, Yachim, and Kabbalah. So, what Pochas is to search his own. He has to be myself. Please, impose certain conditions. That's the pshat.
Rav Nashe Ilya.
He was all Ilya. That's a bit small. He only said Ilya.
The Ilya Rav.
He was the Rebbe of a liberal company. The father of the culture. And he was homecoming mainly about 100 years before his father's son. He was homecoming. All right, now.
Shir Beis in Masechet Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Gimel Elul Hey Tov Shem Mem Zayin September 7th, 1987 on Monday.
It's not our spirit, that's the mandala of the that it is also like the Rashi sheet is like that. So the Tao shows that there are six different cheetahs. The Rashi says on the
six different what?
Six different cheetahs, clawing, guidelines. The Rashi says that there are five cheetahs, because the first invention is that there is a stira between the Jesus Ridden Sefer Machria and the Jesus Ridden Tradition of Shabbos, Maturat Lesoy. Then he tries to reconcile the Jesus Ridden Chite
and this is teaching him a good answer of his solution. But this is very hard. It seems that his sleep was chizik. In his sleep, that was his dara to the chizik many times. In Makubat Yemen, he writes, and what I wrote in the Matura Kame is Hevel. I mean, he uses sharp expressions against himself. Is Hevel, he shouldn't consider. And then in Matura Kame, sometimes he reverts back to the Shite in Matura Kame. So it's not such a deal. The Torah says, of course, it is true that he is sleep. He's many times chizya. But he mentions here, he doesn't mention that he's chizya. So because of that, he tries to reconcile. But actually, it's a dirhak to reconcile. So according to the old the building of the Yonim by the Gretal, so it turns out that there are six shittas, different shittas in there. Now, the well-known shittah is the shittah sarach, and that's the biggest one. The shittah sarach in there is the biggest one. I'm not going to discuss the shittahs now, because it's not our union, but in connection with the Rashi of Habere, of Pseles, Yodo, and that's one of the guys that Rashi shittah is not like a shittah sarach. Shittah sarach is the biggest one, and that's the way we are made. Maybe because...
Where is the Shita Sarach?
1 second. Maybe because it's the biggest formula, so speaking the rice in the formula. In other words,
it's Kappa.
The rice in here. The rice in Kappa. But it's also, but here it's a shiny rice. Whether it's Mutar Chathile or it's Chayyip Chathos. So, maybe that's why the Shchonoch passes. And maybe the Shchonoch passes not the philosophic group, because they're the rice in the formula. Because the Machaber and the Ramor, they are Machriya like Rav. And many Achim say that most Hashem will agree with the Shita Sarach. I am not so sure about that, because according to the Gretal, the Texas does not adopt the Shita Sarach. So, but he just mentions the Rach's three clothing, but in a different way, the three clothing. Some melee it could be that other Rishayim also mention the clone of the Rach. They don't do it exactly in the same way as the Rach. But the biggest Chumre and the well-known Shit, the Shit that everybody knows, as Ksamo, the meaning of the clone of Ela, I will mention to you the Shit is Rach. And on a practical level, this is the Shit that everybody has to know, because if you power up any other shita, he will be there. He saw the rises. No, so the shita sarach means like this, that the melocha of Beileya applies to Echem with a Pseles or Pseles with a Hechel. Pseles with a Hechel, if he takes out the Pseles with a Hechel, then he is an Isa the Raisi under all circumstances. Even if he doesn't, even if he does it lauta, lech lauta. But Pseles mitechelichel, let's say, suppose
he watered
down. What does it mean lauta lauta? That means for the next immediate soup. Suppose you invited certain guests for the soup. And you want to be a good host or a good hostess, so you don't want to serve, you know, fish with bones. So, you take out the bones from the fish. Let's say the Balas Abayis will take out just before the guests come to the house. And an hour before, that's considered lauta. The next immediate soup is considered lauta. So, Melele, she takes out the bones from the fish. So, that's Tzeles Mitechel. According to the Rach, it's a Nisan Melocha the house. Because it's Tzeles Mitechel. So, Tzeles Mitechel, as a matter of fact, I once saw Kisa Shokan Hoch, we say a certain Kiyosh by Gerling Roth. I forgot the name. Usually Kisa Shokan Hoch does not have any Kiyosh. But years ago, maybe 15 years ago, I saw in Kisa Shokan Hoch the payers from hearing in Portland, because the Kamala himself was beaten by the Hearing Godo, Hearing Dancing. But that can be clearly by the subsequent hearing. So there in the Kisish Kamala discussed the name of Bele. So he said, somebody told me, in the name of the disabled, I never heard it in the name of the disabled, never heard it. Of course, it's not the disabled. Someone told him in the name of the disabled, why is there such a universal practice in Jewish communities all over the world, from Ashkenazi, from Spavi, Shabbos, the Yiddish privilege? The reason is not because they just like the privilege, because if they liked it, they just liked the privilege.
It is all week one.
They would eat it other days too. As a matter of fact, Jews are accustomed to eat food to fish and Shabbos. And when they cannot. And you know, I mean, they, so they eat food to fish. And Jews, they also. Right after Shabbos, so it's already said, because if you don't eat food to fish, so you have to eat the balls. So you have to take out the balls. It's like our prayer. So maybe there's no way of eating regular fish except the filter fish in the name of this hour. Anyway, so according to the Rach, seriously the Hecho involves in Loch and the Reise under all circumstances. Even if you have all the conditions for the music, that allow them in the yard not to be killed. Because killed there is nothing for, but there sometimes it also notarize the seed, basket seed, or kilitamche is also a killer, but it is a killer that is not ordinarily used. It is not ordinarily used. It's a kind of clay. So, Kim Tamche involves the Rabbonim. Nachol Kvor involves the Rabbonim. And the best thing is when it's Biyad. Now, if it's Biyad, so then, according to the Rach, seriously, the Chichol, even Biyad, and even Lechol Alka is Chayach. So that's Chayach. Seriously, the Chichol. So when can there be a circumstance on which it is not to be there, only the second person. Now, Echon Terzela is again, if it is not with four, it's five times. Even if it is Yad, but if it's not with Lauter, let's say it's four, let's say Friday night, he will be there, or she will be there,
for the next morning.
Not next morning, he's already after the week, it's Friday night meal, even though there are many hours in the beginning, but since it's the next immediate Tzuder, so that according to Moshe Hashem is considered the hour. If you are Beirei, let's say, Shabbos at 11 o'clock, Tosu Lishlishis, but you didn't need the first Tzuder, then it's considered like Lachas Man. But if you are Beirei, after the Sude Friday night, for Shabbos morning, even the Shabbos morning Sude will take place at noon, then it's considered Alta. So, if it's Biyad, and if it's not the Alta, so then you also have it. If it's Napu Kvor, even though it's Alta, you are also have it. So when you are in Pair, when you have three kind of prerequisites with the Busi, three favorable prerequisites. One, that is Yad. Two, is Le'alta. Is Le'alta. Three, Eichel Dertzeles. Eichel Dertzeles. That's the sheet of the now, the Rashi, so that the Tao says, he mentions many Yukim from Rashi, but one of the Yukim is this Rashi Yush. Habeireya, Pseiles Yorot. If Rashi Shite had been like Rach Shite, that even Eichon Tichzeles, so, Laniach Lachazman, So, even the Abbey's height, why does he have to emphasize to be Magdish? Pseilas the other, you could say, Habeya. Pseilas in the Greek, oh, here comes the Pseilas, so, under certain conditions. So, he's high, Rashi emphasizes, Pseilas the other. So that implies, according to Rashi, if it is, that if it is Echom with the Pseilas, if it is Echom with the Pseilas, so it's Muta. And then there is a deal from Rashi that I doubt on doubt when the Gemara says, Even the Napoli Quo, we see. So it's Mutal Hatrila. That's, I don't want to go over, but that's the law. So in Mele, he built peace in the Ramses, and the Indian of the Era. And they were telling me, really, you look Shabbos very well. Every letter, in every edition, he studied and examined it, and no one dealt
with it.
Remarkable. How he was Yogeya in the Shabbos. Remarkable. So he's indicted from this Rashi also. Habeya of Pseilas the other. The Rashi Shittim is that the Chatos Habeya can only be visualized in connection with Pseilas the Tehech. But Tehech of the Pseilas. There is no Nisar of Beirut. If he allowed, and Rashi Shiti is, to get this Rashi, the Rashi Dela Fandale, other Rashi is there. So Rashi Shiti is that Eichel mit Erzeles, Leachel Aotea, Ibn Binapol Ukvoro, is Mutar Shachem. So whereas the Rach is the biggest machmir, and they are the biggest machmir. The Rashi is the biggest major, according to the
Eglitao.
So that's why Rashi means Pseilas. So the Eglitao mentions six sheets. Rashi Shite, Teisa Shite, and the Rashi Bo Shite, and the Teisa Shite, and the Teisa Shite, and the switch thing, I feel like I'm sorry about the distribution and Shabbos. All right. So, till we are Hamerakit. Hamerakit, that means sifting. When you sift out the flour, you know, from the bran, you know. So, you dump all the crude flour, you know, into the top of the seed, and then, so the fine flour goes down into the plate, and the bran remains on top. Yeah. That's my right. Now, with more power, honey, cool, and honey, you have his service in Trichon, has a slush of, in other words, Zeyre, Bele, and Raki, appear to be the same kind of category of work. In other words, the essential feature of which is removal of service in Trichon. So, why are they removing it? Separately, it's because it belongs to Mishnah. So maybe they are hoshed to become separate. Or Eife, we have a Mishnah. Eife was not Mishnah. We shy a hell of a pass. Now here again, the Gontal mentions the Tshuva Baragoyen. Now the Tshuva Baragoyen is cited, is quoted by Rambam Mishchivas. Mishchivas. Now, so, there are many, many tshuvas of the Rambam. This tshuva, that tshuva, you know, Venetia, Venice, I mean, tshuva, I mean, all kinds of tshuva. But here, not to know the tshuvas. So we have that tshuva around. But just in two Sarambam, it's Pusli Pusya. I don't know what the Pusya word is down, probably Italy, I don't know. But Pusya. So, in two Sarambam, it's Pusli Pusya. The Rambam quotes in Chuba Gabaydam. In Chuba of Gabaydam. And Gabaydam says that when we learn out from the Mishkin, we learn out from the Mishkin not only in Loches that existed in the Mishkin, that took place in the Mishkin in connection with the construction of the Mishkin, but even the Loches that took place in the Mishkin in connection with the Kabbalah in the Mishkin. First, the Mishkin had to be built. And then, once it was built, so the Jews are mocked in certain colors. So Rashi Shite is Rashi Shite, Rambam Shite appears to be again that the Tao pointed out. So that when we learn out in Lecha Shabbos from the Mishkin, what is in the Lecha, that which, what is in the Lecha, that which existed in Mishkin, what didn't exist in Mishkin, that which was normally done in the Mishkin. So Rashi says, normally done in conjunction with the construction of Mishkan. So Bishul works in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. When you see construction of Mishkan, you don't mean just the Mishkan itself, the structure of the Mishkan, the cave and everything. You have certain samoni, you know, samoni that the Jews prepared in the Mishkan. So Bishul was done in connection with the Samoni of the Mishkan. Samoni of the Mishkan appeared in other plates in connection with the construction and the preparation of the Mishkan. But Rabbi Goyen literally says that it is an Av. Why? Because it existed in Mishkan. Where did it exist in Mishkan? In connection with the appeal of the Lechem Apon. That's the Kabbalah. So that the Tao comes out that there is a basic machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Goyen. And he points out that the Rambam is like Rashi. Rashi here says, and the other Rashi says, Ho'ikel ha'vel mishkin. Do you shy a hell in the past? Who pass for shy a hell in the past? Rabbi Goyen says, yeah, he for shy a hell in the kobonis of mishkin.
Not in the construction.
Lach naponim. Every week you have to bake the lach naponim on Friday.
12 loaves.
Days on the Shulchan from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos. So it existed in the Mishkan. But Rashi says it didn't exist in the Mishkan. What's about that? The Lech Naponim? The answer is Rashi emphasizes the Paschal Shaykh and Lech Mishkan. Not Kabbalah Sam Mishkan is the criterion for Obis Meloches, but
construction.
Lech Mishkan is the basis.
Melachas means the construction of it.
Yeah, the construction. It doesn't mean that the construction of the shopping, I mean anything, all the cane, all the raw materials and everything, you know. The
production of
it. Even the trilles and the tzeda, that they used, for the curtains, for the relays and everything. Anything that was
producing
involved in the construction and the preparation of the Mishkan, not just construction, but the preparation or implementation of the Mishkan, not after the building, but the structure of the Mishkan. But Kabbalah's death took place after the Mishkan was completed. So he says, Ho'itel Yad Mishkan Shayach Ol Yekas, Ho'kas V'Shayach V'Sam Mishkan. Aber für die Kamais habe ich die Samarin, schau, Seba, Trilles, da Arbonne, und ich sage schon, all these things were just materials, not structural things, but that was also part of the Mishkan. So, more probably, ich habe die Tarn, die war schon, da die Samarin, die noch Katente, die Schulden, die Schulden, die Trilles, und sie nachher in der Hohen Schöne in Kammer und Kehre, ich habe ihn in der Hohen Schöne. Hat gegen sich Zemmer, die Hohen Schöne Loche Scheiche, die Zemmer, Schöne Leche Sammischkan. So gehen sie in diesem Loche. But, yeah, and told us, let's say, let's say somebody, let's say, cuts off a mitzvah from the Baal Chai. So what the Chayim HaKadosh? In other words, there are two kinds of Teirish. There is one Teirish that is told that is told of Jesus, if somebody is Teirish in India, of the Chai, let's say, left from the chicken. Even though the chicken is dead, so they left from the chicken, so then is it called Jesus. Or if somebody gets wanted, another Teirish is Teirish from the plant, let's say an apple from a tree, an orange, a grape, then it's imposed the case. So there are two kinds of Teirish. One Teirish is imposed of Jesus, which is Teirish from
an animal.
And it means an animal, life. And if somebody Teirish from vegetative life, so that's imposed the case.
You can't win.
Now somebody identifies and take out the tooth from the curse. So what will be higher?
Goses.
Because Gates. I'm not a glitchy. But it's not just glitchy. It means not whitening. It means washing. It means loving. Perhaps even all. I'm not saying. Now no one should be indicted from this Russian, have to know that the Russian machine and Abkhai Bahad is a Russian nations. I mean, you'll be surprised. We'll say that. So, because that was the usual thing in the days of Russia. Perhaps you know, I'm not saying, Nazi means heckling. In other words, when you heckle, the strip of wool, you comb it out. So that's nothing. You know, Hamitzah. So that means stretching out the threads on the loom. You know, she had in the weaving process in the old days. So you had on the loom, they used to stretch out the threads of the warp. That means vertical threads. Yeah, that's sort of picture, not the room. The vertical threads, there's the wall. And then beneath that or over that, you had the horizontal threads. That's called the wood from the left. So the Avidya factory consisted of two things. Of the wall, that's the vertical, and the vertical threads, and the wood from the left, that's the horizontal threads. So, he says, and Mesach means stretching out.
The vertical.
Stretching out the threads on the loom.
The vertical.
No, don't worry about vertical or horizontal, doesn't make any difference. So, now then, we mentioned yesterday, or he says, what he's doing. So, according to Rashi, it means, he said, Beis Nir, are the loops, you know. If you ever saw a picture of the
loom,
process involved in the Aride, his mama and Torah, I mean, the same process existed for thousands of years until the Industrial Revolution. I mean, it was the same thing. Now it's different. So you see the threads of the warp and the threads of the wood stretched out, and then in the middle you see loops. Yeah. So that's the base here, the loops, you know, like this.
Small rings,
meshes, like this. So, through which they used to insert the thread of the warp and the woof. So, base here are the meshes, the loops. But Rashi, surprisingly, even though the motion, the Russian condition in me, or is a shape of the living, but Rashi doesn't explain it, that it means the making of us, but the insertion of the hooting footer. What the living needs is, Shenosan, Shnei hooting is a hot beast here, and it is a lapin, I mean, of course, all these terms are the old French, but it probably has a connection with the English word, which is also probably from French. Lace, you know, lace work. This is Ritzel, like the English word lace work. So, but in your meditation, no, he inserted two hooking through the meshes, through the lips, or the daisies, or the labyrinth, you're pulling it up, you thought you should have come to the lyrics. So, Rashi, I mentioned yesterday, according to Rashi, the Tumat Indian, has reference to the insertion of the hooking through the lips. But this is really, is massive. The Lenire, Peru Shamel.
One end to the other.
Yeah, that's fine. So you make twins. So, moving in our big open, you are there. The shame, hammering, the atzmon, the person. It's everything. Doesn't mention a word about Huti being inserted. So it's much more that the cash is shot. Nothing is like this. It is. All right. So he smooths out the surface. I think that, let's say, you know, is sometimes less with two strand, three strand, four strand, five strand, six strand, seven strand. So that means it's individual threads, but one is intertwining over the other. If somebody will undo it, In other words, he was separated from the other. One strength from the other would be probably the chayyeh, Mishum Hitzayah. I mean, after from Shemitah, In other words, we have a number, a series of meloches that took place in the processing of pas. And that is a list of meloches that took place in the processing of the temple. We take a majority of the leaves, how we must leave a punch and make a problem, okay, Ellen King Kaylee, or a good more, so it's a career of Maslisaki, our career shall be clearly have a rich guy. Hatsodes, Hatsvi, the Homer Sailor, we are in Toshin, so where did this in Mishkan in connection with the enemies, the Toshin, and Mishkan the Mishkan, Hamil Kaleya, Mimachke, Nikar Sari is clips up from the high, the Seya, so it seems out of the surface. Mechatche, and Katze, and Mechatche, and the Tzuri is Sandali. What does it mean, the Tzuri is Sandali? It means the Tzuri is how it means something that measure is the main thing. In other words, you don't just divide and separate into many pieces in a trend. No, you want to survey, let's say, 1 foot each piece of textile. So then Yamechuye to Mishum Mechat. In case you may become forced by the Mishum Shechenration or Kabbalah Mishum later in the day. In case of Ein Bezu, Poeichei, Pumeichei, Kiyomim Sheto. So in other words, how do they break Mishum? Mishum. They didn't in connection with the definition of the English by the books. So how was Sivan Bauer in the Mishkan? Well, because we had a caution. So the caution had to match. So there were certain
prefabricated,
specifications. So you had one word had to be placed next to another word. You couldn't just attend and take the board and put one next to the other. So those who are involved in construction mission wanted to clear the caution. So this carriage had to be prepared to put next to this carriage. So he would write Aleph on this carriage, Beis on this carriage. Then the other workers, they would see on one carriage Aleph and one carriage Beis. So they would put these together. Then they found the carriage which had Gimel here, the Dalet next to this one. So they were accustomed to write Aesias in the Mishnah. Mechav Omar Bebeish, Shetachas Ad Mitzvot Samonim. Now, here there is a very strange Rashi, Makilipa. So Rashi says, Omar Komulor, Shechemumen, Makil, Bukunes, Latzad. In other words, the woman, the smith, it's a custom to strike with the hammer and the anvil. Lachlikei imam meloche. Shemashis namel mechayek v'yol imam meloche. Lachlik what? Lachlik asadim? Or lachlik akones? What was
big?
What did he do? Now, Rashi doesn't say, make the akones al asadim, he used to strike with the hammer and the anvil. To smooth it out, Mamloche, Masnisi Mamlochayet, Elohim Mamloche. Now, Makilipati, the gist of Makilipati consists in the finishing touch. Let's say, sometime, let's say, Moradat and Ches, the Shabbos, or let's turn it to the Moshe, Ches and Shabbos. In other words, it was just sewn up on the table. The shirt, but it was still, the neck was not opened up. In other words, there was a certain piece good preparations and that he left it like this. So then, when he's ready to give it to the customer, he has to make it adapted for wearing. Can't use it if it's closed. So
here
appears it open at the place of the preparations. So that's the finishing touch. Because the whole bag of the shirt is made, but there is one thing left that still has to be placed in order to make it adapted for shoes. So that's my mind.
You can't wear it without it?
How could
in other words, the old Michael Patrick.
Even if it could, but it will be uncomfortable. So let's say, suppose, you know, many times you get the suit, you know, buy a suit in the store. So you know, in many stitches.
Closing the sleeve?
Yeah, closing the sleeve. Even though most of the stitches are out, but it's still, it's not comfortable. If you want to put it on, you have to push your arm through the sleeve. So then, if you take out a few stitches, then it would be easy to push your arm. So if somebody would take out the last few stitches, it would be tired much more. Because that's the finishing touch. The finishing touch. So, Rashi here says, Rashi, and Balboa mentions something strange. Now the question is, what does Rashi mean, lachliki, to smooth out? Smooth out what? The sabin, the angle, or to smooth out the corners? Okay. But let's see the Mishneh in Abayim. The base on the base, the first mission of the base. Habei they come in the Chayat. Habei they call it? This base. They are Misateis. What does Misateis mean? Misateis, I think the English word is chisel, no? I think so. In other words, when you shake out a stone, like this, if you knock out a stone from the mountain. Put it in the building, so we have to trim it, shape it. So chisel, I think that's called chisel. So Misatis, Mardia is heaven, Misakna, he shakes it. Hakim, the Amoke, she is king shaking Lahakri, he is king shaking Lahakri, Hadithin, the Atashnas. In order to put it in, to install it into structure, sometimes you have to drill holes in it, you know, you can grooves, whatever is necessary in order to be used for a certain purpose. But Makabi Patish, who will match it, like a day of culture, he drills, Chayat, Zahaklau, Kuraisim, Roche, Melachim, Kainim, Bishabes, Chayat. Shin Gamir in a Hatamaki Bikunas Rasatin Shasiroch and a Chayim Jun Sakiroch. So Shin Gamir says, he just mentions an additional point. So the number of the Shin Gamir is Hilik, Shin Gamir is Hilik, and Kam is Hilik, because the Raman Gershamishna says, Ein Halochet Rashimah. The Miri says, Halochet Rashimah. The Raman Gershamishna says, Ein Halochet Rashimah. So apparently, according to Rambam, can come in Israel, and Hashem. What do you think I'm going to say? After Hakim Kohen is last Sabbath, which is Lord Chaim, which means Hakim Lochet.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
One second, please. Our Sabbath, Bilat, Kohen is, there's the hammer. And the patient in Sakim Loch, the Avro Pishin Makala Kumel, El Asadim, is not Makala Kumel, but only on the end. Who will know the Torah Shemai Nisak? What's the Kumel? In other words, the sleep is constantly engaged in flattening out steel pieces of steel, you know, step in it, or certain yuch, uses, you know, suppose he wants to shake it out so it could be used as a breath, as a cover on the stove of Shabbos. So it's right now he can do it like this, it's good. So the sleep does it. And so he takes the breath and he puts it on the end.
He bends it.
He strikes on it. So he says, Abad and Fish, he says, Rock Abad. Pull off, it's in the metal plate. Pull in the metal plate. Ella was sad. Moving forward, it's a collective more. That could be one of that. She can be in there, a market in Kunis, a la sad. A market in Kunis, a la sad. My copy. Rather, the radiation down the Tabaye, you finish a man in the CO2. When he strikes with the hammer and the anvil, what does he do? What does he do? So he doesn't protect the anvil, or he doesn't protect the metal plate that he uses his beats with the hammer on it. So why is it hard? Rabbi Rabbi said, I'm Tobias. Rabbi Rabbi says, there is no knowledge of it. In Shemaham, in his yode, in other words, let's say, suppose the sleeve shakes out like this, all the breath, you know. So he has to shake it out. He invokes it, he can feel it. It's a wolf, it's a hole, he has to
be straight, let's be straight.
He has flattened it out.
Level.
Yes, so with the hammer, he does it. Now, from time to time, he might have to make it good, you know, sometimes an edge becomes crooked. So he has to straighten it out. So he has to strain it, to be able, you know, to fix it. So by using the hammer and the anvil, he trains himself so that in case it's necessary to fix, let's say, the metal plate of the material, to know exactly how to use them. You know, sometimes strike the hammer and come out of force, so you break the material, then the metal plate completely. If you do it too mildly, so you won't be able to improve it. So he has to learn what kind of a
strike, what kind of a force of the blow.
Strike, you know, he should do. So by striking the end on the animal a number of times, he trains himself. So what kind of immaculate practice is it? He's the practice. He's the tailor. And he perfects himself as a good professional. So, kosher den dir hobe, aber ma hat doch hose nie, se di shabes, i gom a och nam lechai, samba, in bini, let's say, science book. And we learn exactly how to do this, how to do that, so how to build a bridge, how to build a radio, how to fix a radio. And Shabbos, because he trained himself, it's inconceivable. Now it's those who used to beat out the metal plates in the Mishkan. They were able to beat out, you know, the metal plates in the Mishkan. So they were accustomed to do that. Now let's hear Rashi. Yamu yodov magyom kham vakoyo huyom in loche. Oh, huyom in loche, magum delo in mako ptano. Rabbi, sometimes you have to fix it by making a very vigorous pounding. Sometimes you have to fix it by making a mild pounding, you know, if part of force will break it completely.
It's split. It's split.
That's right, it's split. The thing might be, if you use too much force, you'll break it into two halves. So you have to know exactly what kind of pounding you need to do. So in order to train yourself, so that he should know exactly what kind of power he had. So he does an exercise with the hammer and the anvil. So, the task that the metal plate, like a plan. The achasla satin, satin is then the achli takunas, in order to shoot out the hammer. So when the vaka, why does the hammer have to be smooth? Who cares what the hammer is in the hammer? So the answer is, if there are any severe, if there are any genius in the hammer, then when using the hammer, and metal plate, you might spring the metal plate if it's a relatively thin. If it's a relatively thin metal plate, so you'll split it. So in other words, so the Rachita Kunis is important in order showing the Vata task, in order that he shouldn't break and split the metal plate so that will be about my bear and main orders is those snips who are engaged in the making of coins and all this, so then they are always on guard that there shouldn't be any beginners in the hammer, because if the hammer has a beginner, so then it might, when he uses the hammer, it might break them away. So they are on guard to make sure that the hammer is devoid of gimmicks. So Rashi says here, Kuisin came marking Gimel Atas, the Achas of a sudden, the Hachwit Akonis. So we back Atas, Shehuda. So apparently, at first, there seems to be a contradiction in that. And the service. At first he says, Lachlika Kunis, implying that the purpose is to smooth out the hammer. Then he says, Shevi Vakatas. So the objective is not that to bend is not that the hammer should be smooth, but that the metal plate should not be split. So that's not the end, the very end. The main objective is that the task, the metal plate should not split as a result of the pounding done on the metal plate by the hammer. Shudak, Baumadim, Pingolis. So according to Shin Gamir, why is it higher? Because of the Mamaloche of the hammer, or because of the Mamaloche of the task? Rashi doesn't say. But let's see the Pirush HaMishnah and according to the Rambam, so only the Rashi Gamliel says that, but then come Israel, and then Allah the Rashi Gamliel says Allah the Rashi Gamliel. There is no matter the Rashi Gamliel. All the only mentions in the Bishop of the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, there is enough if the Mamloche lives in the metal plate, why should it come? So obviously, you know the Mamloche is not in the metal plate, because the metal plate is already small. It's already small. But the Mamloche is, so is already small. So melee, and the purpose is that there shouldn't be Guinness in the hammer. And what is obvious in the hammer? So what? Not then. He might break and split the metal plate. So why is a higher conversion? Is a higher for the mamloche, for the finishing touch in the hammer, or for the finishing touch in the metal plate? Let's see the definition now. It's very vague.
If he'd be high for hitting the metal plate, then he'd be awesome. Then he's learning to perfect his stroke. The smith is learning to perfect his stroke, that's why he's doing that.
1 second, let's see what happens. Even though he didn't smite the smoke, he didn't strike upon the thing that he wants to smooth out. Now, his market becomes less sudden. So obviously, it wasn't for the purpose of smoothing out the sudden. Then the envoy is pretty smooth. He's been using the envoy, you know, for a long time. So his purpose is not to smooth, to finish, to perfect the envoy, so that the envoy could fulfill his function. He says, "Apokishoi kaushin dolman dolenshu reitzel takon lachmiko." Because, and what do we count this like, and the sadhu? But the sadhu is not the thing, is not the kele that he wants to shape out or to smooth out. Shilchai, what is the kele that he wants to smooth out? Only if that stroke takes place, the Shasmurah, which is a kach, a siman akor, the im chalshe abalza, Tommy Rabbi Yakov abalzel, hakoyes harbe, in other words, and the metal plate, the lasadman gengu hakoyo ishtai, ki you, a se hakoye, feel as if he would perfect this plate of magic. As if, but actually is not perfect. Because the plate of magic is pretty smooth. It was already perfected. He already shaped it out in a certain way. Now the pounding is not to shake it out anymore. But the purpose is to remove the bginus from the hammer. Because the hammer, like his sucking shashit, you know, you have to try it every time. Because as a result of being used in cutting, it develops bginus, the hammer also. Without things. So when you do the sacking of shite, sometimes you have to tie it. If you sacking, sometimes you have to tie it. So here, in order to remove the penis, you have to strike upon the hammer. That will remove the penis from the hammer. And if you don't remove the penis from the hammer, so what will happen? It will split the plate of metal. So plate of metal. So in other words, she made a mirror's Kiddush here that he knew when he saw a poem, he saw Kiddush, he saw a poem. So in other words, he is not higher. He is not higher the Shumati Patish because of he perfected the hammer. Why should he be higher? Shumati Patish, but the hammer has Kiddush. Good. Now suppose the sacking shashit has many things, and on Shabbos, the sheikh will remove the check in your house. With the high pushmach of the sheikh. It's a high pushmach of the sheikh. Oh, it is not high pushmach of the sheikh. Now, shocked and great heart will never check in the sheikh. What is Shachtin do? I mean, I don't know. I have to shut the pain. I think I'll do this now. I will, I mean, the old days, I used to Shachtin. So, he probably made sure that I would be a Shachtin. That was also whether it's in Makhidi Patish in Khaise or in the Rabbah. So from this, Kedushan Mishnah is Mashma in Chaposhi Abazo, is from Rabbi Siako Abazo, who is Rabbi, who is Rabbi, and Plato Metal, let's say on the left. And the left is the thing that they are shaping out. So but after they finish shaping out the left, they will still make certain strokes, poundings, on the black and on the anvil. To what purpose? Hakodesh Adam, Kiyuo Isa Hakodesh Misakmes Isna Hakodesh. As if these additional supplementary poundings had been necessary for the perfection of the black. It's not so real, I see. Why isn't it necessary? Because the other issue is doubt. The other issue is not. But why does he do it? So is Rashi. Obviously, it's the Rambam means what Rashi says. That Rahakwe Takumis shall be Mubaka Hakas. To that, the metal plate, or the metal plate, is very thin, so they don't want that the coolness should be. It has dimness, because if it has dimness, it might split completely. It might split completely. So the main purpose is that the plate should not be split. But why? Shimon Amino says it's higher. And then how is it? Why should I not be split? And the point of view of the perfection of the handwriting. Removing the dimness, so that's like a finishing touch. If there's dimness, you cannot use it. You cannot use it with impunity, you can use it. Like the Shaykh uses his sacrament dimness, but then you can not it. So here too. So if you use that without removing the dimness from the hammer, you might split Shaykh if you use it without the dimness, you might be not with the hammer. And here you might split the metal plate, so melee should be higher according to everybody, according to the and because of the practical practice of the warfare of the hammer, sarcastically, why says that high, and even the king of Leo says he is higher, so the Roman Rishon says, because it is. It's done as seen he had been perfecting the next way, but actually he's not perfecting the next way. Why isn't he actually perfecting? Because he already shaped it out. And this is doing not to perfect the metal plate in itself, but that's a negative purpose. In order to prevent the hammer, when you have to use the hammer on the metal plate all the time. So then in order to prevent his splitting of the metal plate, so melee, he wants to remove the dimness from the hammer. In order to remove the dimness from the hammer, so if this counting is necessary for the purpose of removing the dimness from the hammer, let him be high vision among the walk of the hammer, before he can come out. Now, I think story is in child, I didn't see if anyone is asking. Now, one is not allowed to one day on Shabbos and watch the stuff. Not allowed. One says, but one is not allowed to do that. This machine says, but this is not allowed. The question is, does it involve the worker house? Or it involves only a girl? The Chayyodim says that if somebody winds, they watch the staff, you know, all you have to do is wind it. So the staff goes to the office. So it's in the office. Chayyodim says, most of them are they say that even when you wind it, you watch the staff, it's only this office. It's not the mountain office. Now the question is, how do we read it? It's a question of you, but how do we read it? Zakar, Koloitsin Locho, Umlachten is Kayemes Bishabis Chayet? Or Koloitsin Locho, Umlachten is Kayemes? So, Bishabis Chayet. Now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Koloitsin Locho, Umlachten is Kayemes? Sheyeich is Kayemes Kayetsin. They may sit on them. The Shabbos, I is the Lord. Pashtus Aloshin of Rashi means that we have to read this now. Koloreis in the Lord. Now let's translate it in English. If somebody does a piece of work and that work lasts, he doesn't have to do it again. So if he does that kind of piece of work on Shabbos, so it's all it means, whoever does meloche, and that meloche will last through the duration of Shabbos, then it's called. How is it mashma? You see, if we translate koloris in melochom lachten is kayemes, and Rashi says the Shabbos relates to koloris in melochom, not to miskayemes. Because Rashi says, "Bishabes ha'is lochem." Koloreis, in other words, So for a moment forget the two words Latin. Kolaisim loho. Kolaisim loho. They are better still. Kolaisim loho. Come. Umlachim is kayemis. Come. Be Shabbos chayim. In other words, you have a comma. I think that's what Rashi said. Kolaisim loho. Come. Umlachim is kayemis. Come. Or you can put in dash, you know. Kolaisim loho dash. Malachim's kayem is dash. Bishabbos chayim. So, Rashi says, Bishabbos ha'isim loho. So, then the Malachim's kayem means not only Malachim's kayem is Bishabbos. But Malachim's kayem is for good. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not the feast, the one in the watch. So it's Miskayan is for good. It's not Miskayan is for good. Tomorrow you have to wind the watch again. Now here, suppose you wind the watch, GA 6 o'clock, and you wind the watch at 5:30 p.m. Then to last till the such point, even in the longest month, punching, after 6, 11. So it's hard because I mean Shabbos. Only one of the watch in such a clumsy way that Shabbos morning, that Shabbos afternoon, you'll have to wind the watch again, otherwise it will stop. So then the watch. Or that is for then, if that is the Shabbos in the then the punctuation should be found. No. Kokoraisim loho kame umlachtis kayemes bishabes kame yakai. But I think according to Rashi it means kokoraisim loho kame umlachtis kayemes kamo bishabes chai. But it has to be in his kayemes for good, not for the duration of Shabbos. That's what I think Rashi's kavanah is. But how do you call it? The mother, the whole of the media, the Steinsaltz. It would be interesting to see how it explains this. Santino is all mixed up. Wherever there is a certain ambiguity, he always translates it incorrectly. Wherever there is ambiguity, he always translates without any comment. He just translates it incorrectly. But Steinfeld's wonderful community of the beauties to see how he explains the people. Do we have Amitri Kadene? Steinfeld.
They probably do. I don't know if you should have heard it.
What?
I'm sure they do. What's your comment? Well?
They call me, or?
Let's go.
They call me, or? Was the Rebbe, I don't mention Chassid Sholem, it's a yichas for Kameya, one of the living Yisrael, but he was the David Midesa, one of his Talmudim was Misha Mendelssohn. Misha Mendelssohn was called Misha Midesa, and Kameya was written by his Rebbe. He learned in his yeshiva, Misha Mendelssohn was the other. So he learned by he was the Rosh friend of Rosh Hashiva in Dessau. It was Misha Mendelssohn's son. So let's see how the Kol Meidro explains Yes.
Arshko explains it like Rashi.
What?
Arshko explains it like Rashi.
How many years may it?
In other words, anyone who works and his work endures on the Shabbos is liable.
Endures for what? For the
no.
Shabbos
endures.
Endures.
It's Mishmash endures.
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 And pleasantly surprised.
So they call Rashi.
I'm very pleasant to supply. Who is the author of this book?
Nassim Sherman and Mayor as well. Actually, I don't know.
So the Kalmadov, says...
Or actually, it's someone else.
Good.
Umlachtim's Kalemes, Shem's Kaini, Kalitzibor, Benisit, Nalero, Bishabes, Aisim, Loche, Koyte, Trashises. But here's something. Kalitzim, Loche, Beins, Kalemes, Bishabes. The point Rashi doesn't say that, and I don't think that Rashi means it. But he mentions an additional point. All that is required that it should endure for the duration of Shabbos. Suppose it endures for the duration of Shabbos. He binds the light in such a way, 5 p.m., and it endures till 11 p.m. in Shabbos. Why would the Kalmado feel mean like this? I don't know. But they could be calling Machlik is the Chayodom and the other person. It's a matter of fact. Why do we watch the Tzadok and Shabbos? Is that what I call it? Except Kabbalah Shabbos, I mean, somehow.